Now at this time, we're going to have our opening prayer done by our dear sister, Deborah Green.
Thank you, sister, and good evening to all my sisters in Christ. I'd like to ask you all to please bow with me as we go to God's throne. Our most gracious and loving, all-wise Heavenly Father, we come to you this night, Lord, to thank you for the day, for waking us up this morning to see a day that was not promised to us, but your love, grace, and mercy has brought us this far, and I pray that you will continue to be with us all and our family members. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for the many blessings you showered upon us from our earliest existence to this present moment in time. And Lord, I ask forgiveness of any sins I've committed, whether in word, thought, or deed. I repent of my sins, Lord, and pray that this prayer will in no way be hindered due to my shortcomings. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving the world the gift of your darling Son, Jesus, who came to the sin-cursed earth where he suffered, bled, and died for the sins of all mankind, and so that we may have life eternal if we are obedient to his holy and blessed commands. Father, I pray for all of the churches of Christ all around the world. Pray for the leadership and that we all speak and teach the same thing, and that is from your holy and divine word, not adding to it nor taking away from it. Heavenly Father, I pray for all the lady prayer warriors about to embark on our 100 days of prayer. Please be with us all and give us the strength and the obedience to pray for one another through this 100 days, Lord. Be with us all and our family members. Bless all of the sick, especially those in the household of faith. And I pray for all of the bereaved, and ask that you give them the strength that they need as they mourn the loss of their loved ones. Heavenly Father, be with the leaders of the Lady Prayer Warriors, all of our administration. We're so thankful to have the sisters that are diligently working to do things according to your will and your way, Lord, and to help lead us and encourage us and edify us, Lord, as we go on our Christian journey. And Father, please be with our speaker of the hour, Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins. I pray that she will remember all that she has studied and she's able to present it to us in a way that we can understand. Lord, thank you so much for Sister Dorothy's willingness to want to share the word with us. We're so thankful, Lord. And be with her and her family and bless them all with the things that you see that they stand in need of. I pray for all of my sisters in Christ, Lord, that you bless them all with the things that they stand in need of. Help strengthen us. Help be with us, Lord, and keep us safe from all hurt, harm, or danger in this world that is becoming so violent, Lord. Watch over us and keep us safe and keep your loving arms of protection around us, Father. Lord, I thank you so much for all that you have done for us. And I offer this prayer and ask all the blessings and favors in the name of your darling Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Deborah Green, for that powerful, powerful prayer. Now we're going to have our scripture reading by our dear sister, Diane DeGraffenried.
Good evening, sisters. I will be reading scripture from the English Standard Version, Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 15. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites. for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of all of his holy and divine words. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for boldly reading God's word on the night, Sister D. Griffin Reed. Now we're going to have our song praise by our songbird, Sister Lottie Holcomb.
Thank you, Sister Katrina. I'm going to attempt to sing "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Thank you for allowing me to, Sister Dorothy. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptation? If there's trouble anywhere, we should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. All we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do the friends despise forsake? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lottie Holcomb, for that beautiful, beautiful song. Now we're going to have the introduction of our speaker done by our dear sister, Adrian Jamison.
Good evening, sisters. Our speaker for tonight is Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins. She is one of our administrators for Lady Prayer Warriors. She is no stranger to our Friday Night Bible Series, having spoken on many occasions and on many topics. Sister Jenkins is a retired educator. She taught in Georgia Public Schools for 33 years. She is a dedicated member of the Renaissance Church of Christ in Atlanta, Georgia, where she serves on the Guardian Ministry, working with new converts. She sings with the Golden Voices of Renaissance and has been with the chorus for more than 35 years. She is married to Brother Johnny Jenkins for 49 years. She has two adult children, a daughter, Tally, and a son, Calvin. She has two grandchildren, grandson Amir, 17, and granddaughter Ryan, who's 10. Sister Jenkins' favorite scripture is Proverbs 31:30. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. I introduce to some and present to others our dear Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins.
How we try is and temptation. Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Good evening, sisters. I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm delighted to have this opportunity once again to present a lesson from God's holy and divine word. I'm appreciative to our administration for giving me the opportunity to participate as a speaker on our December Friday Night Bible Series, in which we have entitled Preparing to Pray. I would be remiss if I didn't say thanks to all of our program participants, our most gracious host, Sister Katrina Stafford, Sister Deborah Green for our opening prayer, Sister Diane DeGraffery for our scripture reading, Sister Lottie Hogan for that beautiful song praise, Sister Adrienne Jameson for that wonderful, wonderful introduction. And we want to thank Sister Sharaka Melton in advance, who will do our closing prayer. Sisters, if you have your copy of God's Word, I invite you to please come with me to our scriptural text found in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 15. I will be reading from the English Standard Version to lay the foundation for our lesson. And the scripture reads, "And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Thus goes the reading of God's holy and divine word. Preparing to pray. Preparing to pray. Sisters, what a powerful, dynamic theme for the month of December. The theme, preparing to pray, has a life all of its own because it speaks to the need and the urgency of our being prepared and ready to go before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to communicate with him. Prayer is communication with God. Communication is a two-way street. Jesus wants to get to know us better and for us to have a deepened relationship with him. He is ready to listen to us, but oftentimes we are not prepared to talk to him. And more importantly, we do not always listen to what he has to say. Sisters, how many of us know that prayer is a blessing? As I grow older gracefully, both spiritually and chronologically, I realize that God, our Father, has given us one of the greatest blessings to be able to approach his throne of grace and mercy to ask him, not as a stranger, but as one of his dear children. Someone may be asking, how do we best prepare to pray? Planning is a part of the human experience. It allows us to prepare for things we can control because we know that in the end, God is in control. There's a commonly recited quote that says, those who fail to plan, plan to fail. To address our theme, preparing to pray, I would like to speak from the topic, Lord, hear us when we pray. Lord, hear us when we pray. Sisters, prayer is often defined as talking to God, but it is so much more than that. Prayer is an act of worship that glorifies God and reinforces our need for him. Our lesson began in the 6th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, verses 5 through 15. Here the apostle is giving an account of Jesus' instruction to his disciples on how to approach God in prayer. In our lesson, we will explore various ways, strategies, and practices to help us in preparing to pray for our 100 days of prayer journey. Our focus will hinge on three main points as we look at the lesson Jesus taught his disciples when one of them asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. Point number one, a prepared heart for prayer. Sisters, four powerful steps. Step number one, setting our objective. Step number two, making our commitment. Step number three, preparing ourselves spiritually. And step number four, expecting results. Point number two, a prepared purpose of prayer. Sisters, we have four amazing purposes. And point number three, a prepared attitude for prayer. Checking our attitude to understand who we are talking to, as well as who is listening to us. Sisters, I'm reminded of a song we used to sing when I was growing up. The lyrics of this song speaks to me in the most powerful way as I begin to reflect on our theme, preparing to pray. The song is entitled, I Know Somebody Listening. Though a pilgrim, a stranger, a beggar I be, as here I go traveling on, though dearest of friends will not listen to me and chide me for trusting God's Son. Though the world in its folly, its sin and its shame neglectfully turned me away, I still have my Savior. Oh, praise his sweet name. He hears everything that I say. Sisters, what a beautiful song. Throughout Scripture, we are taught that God will always hear our prayers and will answer them if we address him with faith and real intent. In this lesson, we will look comparatively at Jesus, the master teacher, as he instructs his disciples in praying. Our text, Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 15, opens with Jesus teaching on the wrong attitude about prayer, because what we do and how we do it will have an effect on how we will be rewarded in the future. Come with me, sisters, and let's carefully observe our text. Verse number 5, and when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogue and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, They have received their reward. Sisters, what is Jesus saying? He says to them, don't look at an audience, or you are not motivated to pray for the right reason. Verse number 6, but when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Verse number 7, and when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Verse number 8, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Sisters, from these passages of Scripture, we see that God likes original, heartfelt intercession. In verses 9 through 13, we also see that he gives his disciple a pattern to follow for prayer. Now, sisters, I need for us to lean in, observe, and follow along as we continue to study our text to see the pattern Jesus unfolds. Verse number 9, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Number 1, Jesus tells them the Heavenly Father name would be honored here on earth just as it is being honored perfectly in heaven. Verse number 10, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Number 2, Jesus is letting them know that God's kingdom would come soon. Number 3, he wants them to pray, may God's will be done perfectly as it is in heaven. Verse number 11 and 12, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Number 4, Jesus instructs to pray for our daily food. Number 5, he wants them to not forget to pray for the forgiveness of their sins daily and that they would forgive others the same way God has forgiven them. Verse number 13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Number 6, Jesus reminds them to ask to be protected. Guard us from temptation. And number 7, rescue us from evil. Sisters, what a pattern Jesus gives for prayer. One of my favorite songs, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, reminds us of who our real true friend is and just how much we can trust and depend on him for whatever it is, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The song says, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Now let's explore our scriptural text and look closely at point number 1, a prepared heart for prayer. Sisters, when it comes to preparing to pray, our number 1 focus should be on getting our heart ready to talk to God, because we know that he is the only one we can go to. He is the only one that can get us out of some of the messy situations we find ourselves. I don't know about you, but I am so thankful to have a friend in Jesus. Sisters, 4 powerful steps that will help us to get ready as we prepare our hearts for prayer. Step number 1, setting our objective. Sisters, it is so important to ask ourselves why we are praying, since prayer is communicating with God. Communication is a two-way street. We talk to God, and he talks to us through his written word, the Bible. Now let's look at 5 reasons why we are praying. Number 1, we pray because it builds our relationship with God. There's nothing like having a personal relationship with God. Sisters, I was privileged to grow up in a Christian home with Christian parents. While I thought I knew a whole lot about God pretty much all of my life, it took me leaving my mother and my father, getting married and experiencing life to really come to know God, because when hard times come, and believe me, They really did come and still are coming. Just knowing him could never be enough. I can't just knowing him could never be enough for me. I can't just lean on my knowledge of him for strength. I have to lean on him, the everlasting arm. Number two, we pray because it helps us to overcome temptation. Sisters, we had better pray because praying will help us to stay in control of our emotions and behavior. Is there anybody out there who may have a spouse, a boss, or even a neighbor that knows just how to provoke or incite sinful rage within us? I know this all too well after being married, soon to be 50 years, and having worked 33 years as an educator with some of the most demanding and hateful administrators. And then there are parents who show up with immoral lifestyle, looking any kind of way and saying any old thing. Sisters, we truly need to pray. Number three, we pray because it is crucial in determining God's will. Number four, we pray because it accomplishes God's work. And number five, we pray because prayer is our only weapon of spiritual warfare. Sisters, this is why we are dedicating time this entire month on preparing to pray. If we are not ready, I want to encourage each and every one of us to get ready. Step number two, making our commitment. Sisters, we should intentionally decide how much time we will devote to prayer and to God's word. We should ask, what is the significance of us making our commitment to prayer? When we commit to prayer ahead of time, it helps us when we are faced with physical temptations and the pressures of life that would tempt us to abandon our commitment. Step number three, preparing ourselves spiritually. How do we prepare ourselves spiritually? Sisters, the very foundation of preparing to pray is repentance, because unconfessed sins will hinder our prayers. Now, there are several ways that we can prepare our heart for prayer. Number one, we must confess every sin that the Holy Spirit calls to our remembrance and accept God's forgiveness. In John, the first chapter, verse 9, the Bible tells us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Number two, we must seek forgiveness from all whom we may have offended and pray for all of those, forgive all of those who may have hurt us. Mark 11:25 says, and when you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive your trespasses. Matthew 6:14-15 tells us, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Number three, we must ask God to fill us with his Holy Spirit according to his command, Ephesians 5:18, and his promise, 1 John 5:14-15. Number four, we must surrender our life fully to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Master. We must refuse to obey our worldly nature, Romans 12:1-2. Number five, we must meditate on the attributes of God. Think about his love, sisters, his sovereignty, power, wisdom, faithfulness, grace, and compassion. Psalms 48:8-9, Psalms 103:1-8, verses 11-13. Number six, we must begin our prayer with an expectant heart, Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. And number seven, We must not underestimate spiritual opposition. Sisters, Satan sometimes intensifies the natural battle between body and spirit. Galatians 5, 16 through 17. For this very reason, we must be prepared. And step number 4, expecting results. Sisters, if we sincerely humble ourselves before the Lord, repent, pray, seek God's face, and consistently meditate on His word, we will experience a heightened awareness of His presence. John 14, 21. The Lord will give us fresh, new spiritual insights. Our confidence and faith in God will be strengthened, and we will see answers to our prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Now, on to point number 2. A prepared purpose of prayer. Let's examine 4 main purposes of prayer. Purpose number 1, prayer is to communicate with God. Now, I want us to let this sink in for a moment. Sisters, God talks to us through His word, and the Holy Spirit in us helps us understand His word and apply it to our lives. It is through prayer we communicate back to God. All relationships require communication. Purpose number 2, prayer is to show our dependence on God. When we maintain a daily prayer life, we are actively dependent on God to hear and to answer our prayer. We are building a relationship with Him, and therefore we will be more inclined to trust His word. If we never talk to Him, He is not going to know us. Purpose number 3, prayer is to make our requests known to God. Sisters, do we have something we want to tell God? We often sing, "Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell Him all about our troubles." Sisters, God doesn't want us to be anxious about anything, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, He tells us to let our requests be known. If we need forgiveness, if we need strength, if we need to have our faith increase, whatever we are in need of, Jesus wants us to ask Him. Purpose number 4, prayer is to cooperate with God. Sisters, when we talk to God in prayer, we must listen to His command and be obedient to what He asks us to do. We trust Him, the Creator, to know what is best for us, the creatures. There are some conditional promises made by God, as revealed in Scripture. God promised the Israelites to protect them if they kept His law and were faithful to Him. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Our third and final point, a prepared attitude of prayer. 7 attitudes of effective prayer. The most important thing when it comes to prayer isn't our physical position, but it is the attitude of our heart. It is what we bring to Him in prayer. Sisters, if we continue to live in this world, we will continue to exhibit some fleshly patterns. At times, we will think wrong thoughts, we will make hurtful comments, we will have inappropriate attitudes, and we will behave foolishly. Now let's briefly discuss the 7 attitudes of effective prayer. Keep in mind, they come with some conditions that is, God will keep them if we are obedient to do what He says. The first one is acceptance. We should pray in acceptance that God knows better what we do. God knows better than we do what our needs are. Matthew 6 and 8, Romans 8:26, 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. My favorite scripture is, likewise, the Spirit help us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us, groaning too deep for words. Sisters, if we are so downtrodden or hurt over our situation, don't worry, because God is truly standing by. Number two, faith. The blessing of prayer has been clearly revealed to us in Scripture. James 1, 5 through 7 says, let us trust what they say and pray without doubting. Sisters, God knows everything we are going through at this very moment and everything we will go through in the future. He knows the best way to handle every situation so we get the best possible outcome. Sisters, we have no need to not act appropriately and have the right attitude of faith and trust in him. We can depend on our Father. Number three, persistence. Matthew 6, 7 through 8 admonishes us to keep on asking, keep on seeking, and to keep on knocking. Jesus said we should always pray and not give up. Luke 18, 1 through 8, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 5, 17, Acts 16, 23 through 25. And number four, the right motives. Sisters, we can't fool God. We must have the right motive. James 1, you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. James 4, 1 through 3. Sisters, they were not wrong to ask, but their asking was wrongly motivated. Number five, harmony with God's will. The Bible tells us if we pray anything according to God's will, he hears us and grants that prayer. 1 John 5 and 14. Sisters, if we genuinely repent of sin and ask forgiveness, we know our sin is forgiven. 1 John 1, 8 through 9, Acts 8, 18 through 24, Isaiah 1, 15 through 20, and Psalms 51, 1 through 17. Number six, desire to obey. Only the prayer of a righteous man is powerful. James 5, 16. We receive from God what we ask only when we show ourselves willing and eager to keep God's commandment and do the things that pleases him. 1 John 3, 22. And number seven, thanksgiving. Sisters, we are to make all our requests to God with thanksgiving. Philippians 4 and 6. God loves a grateful heart. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, Paul tells us, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Sisters, our God loves thanksgiving. A thankful heart and a voice lifted up to God in thanks gets the attention of heaven. In my haste to close my lesson, my mind can't help but to journey back in time to January the 1st, 2019. I was anticipating the start of our 100 days of prayer. My health was truly a wreck. Sick and pain, my medical record says morbidly obese. I was struggling to stand, struggling to walk, couldn't sit in comfort, couldn't lay down without pain. Of life to many unimaginable. Yet, the 100 days of prayer gave me hope for a better tomorrow. I had been to countless doctors, and in their effort to help me, the meds did me more harm. My doctor had given me some information to read back in November 2018, and it was information that God had provided through my doctor that would be the answer to an unanswered prayer. Sisters, God stepped in and he changed my life. But it wasn't without some conditions of acceptable prayer, confessing my sins and repenting, faith, obedience, and trust in him. Sisters, let's go into our 100 days of prayer ready with expectant results. As I conclude my lesson, Lord, hear us when we pray. I would like to end with the select lyrics of a song entitled, No Weapon. The songwriter says, God will do what he say he will do. He will stand by his word and he will come through. He's not a man that he should lie. He will come through. Oh, I won't be afraid of the arrow by day for the hand of my enemy. I can stand my ground with the Lord on my side, for the snares they have set will not succeed. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Get ready, sisters, for our 100 days of prayer, and may God continue to shower blessing upon our lives as we do his will. Lord, please hear us when we pray. Thank you, sisters.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Dorothy, for that powerful, powerful lesson on tonight. Now we're going to have our closing prayer by our dear Sister Sharaka Milton.
Father God, Lord God Almighty, we thank you so much for blessing us to be able to be here on this Friday night program. God, we thank you so much for allowing Sister Dorothy to let you use her when the lesson I'm preparing. We thank you for the day. We thank you for the way. And Lord, we're just so able to take those things and apply, start to prepare for our journey. Everybody off the program. Father, we ask you to know that you fall short.
I'm sorry. Yes. We can't hear you. You're breaking up.
Oh.
I was on mute when I was calling your name.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
You couldn't hear any? Okay. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for blessing us and guiding us. And we thank you for this beautiful day. We shall be glad and rejoice even in the remainder of the night. Father God, we thank you for blessing us to hear Sister Dorothy's lesson. We thank you for allowing her to bring the lesson so that we can be able to prepare to pray. We thank you for her presentation. We thank you for her studies, and we thank you for just being able to take these things in which she shared with us on tonight so that we can take them and apply them to the 100 days of prayer journey that we are about to embark upon. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless her family and continue to bless her to be able to present lessons so that we can take them and be able to utilize them as we try to grow and continue in our Christian journey. Father God, we ask that you forgive us for our sins. We know sometimes we don't talk right. We don't act right. We don't think right. We don't do right. And Lord, I'm just asking, please throw those things into the sea of forgetfulness. Help us, Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within each and every one of us. Lord God, we're just asking that you bless each and every family that is participating in this 100 days of prayer. Father, bless all of us as sisters that we take our prayer assignment seriously, that we take our prayer legs seriously, that we take our prayer time seriously, that we will study the word seriously, that we will do the things that are necessary to have this journey to help us be uplifted, edified, renewed, revived. Just continue to bless us as we continue to go throughout this journey. Father, we're asking special prayers for all of those who participated in the program on tonight. We're thankful for them making it a success. Father, we're so thankful that everyone agreed to be of service. Father, as we go through our comments and the rest of our nights, we're asking that you keep us and guide us. Bless those who are going through bereavement, in particular my family, as we prepare to bury my little cousin. Bless the Waller family as a whole. Bless his mother, Trion. And not only us, Father, others that are going through bereavement, trials, tribulations, struggles, and all the other things that may be plaguing us at this particular time. Father, we know that you're a way maker, and we know that you'll be a light in the darkness. Father, we're just so thankful. Continue to bless us. Continue to bless this Lady Prayer Warrior group as a whole. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Soraka, for that powerful, powerful prayer. All right. Now we're going to go into our words of encouragement, our comments for our dear Sister Dorothy. And at this time,